It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
We are back on The Week in Philly, and there has been a lot to talk about over the last week or so with regards to SEPTA and mass transit and transportation in general. So let's bring it all together by checking in with KYW's Mike DiNardo. And Mike, let's start with the recent development that SEPTA GM and CEO Leslie Richards will be stepping down at the end of the month. How much of a surprise was this, and what does it mean for SEPTA?
It was a bit surprising, Matt, when you look at the timing. It happened amid what is great uncertainty when it comes to SEPTA's budget. There's still that $240 million structural deficit, and dedicated transit funding is still the subject of negotiations among lawmakers in Harrisburg. A fare hike is already expected to go into effect on December 1st, assuming the SEPTA board approves it later this month. And without more state funding, there could be even more fare increases and service cuts next year. And Richard's announcement comes amid contract negotiations with transport workers Local 234. The union has already taken a strike authorization, so you could scratch your head when it comes to the timing here. Last year, the SEPTA board gave Richards a new four-year contract and bumped up her salary to $425,000. But for whatever reason, she's decided that it is time to go and that November 29th will be her last day.
What's the timeline as far as a replacement to be named?
No announced definitive timeline, but I would expect the process to take several months. If you use history as an example, the previous GM, Jeff Knuppel, announced his retirement in August of 2019, and the board named Richards as its choice in November of that year to replace her. She took over in January of 2020. A national search for a new GM is getting underway, and in the meantime, Chief Operating Officer and one-time trolley operator and SEPTA veteran Scott Sauer will assume the role of interim general manager.
Also, you referenced contract talks underway involving SEPTA. Kind of set the table here. Who does this involve? What are the sticking points, and what is the timeline here?
Yeah, it involves 5,000 members of transport workers, Local 234. The union represents bus, trolley, and subway operators and maintenance workers. They're working on a one-year contract that gave them 7% raises. And even though SEPTA says overall violent crime is down 35% in the first three quarters of this year, there were two shootings of people on board SEPTA buses in October alone, and the big issue for the union is safety.
We're looking for safety, the safety and security of my members as well as the riding public, and economic justice.
The union wants safety protections written into its labor contract. Money is, of course, an issue. SEPTA offered the union another one-year deal, but the union said it was rejecting it because it didn't include any raises. SEPTA says, hey, it's difficult to negotiate a contract when we don't know how much money we'll have to spend because of its budget. Anyway, in terms of timing, the current contract runs out at midnight on the night of November 7th. And as we mentioned, the union has already taken a strike authorization.
And one more SEPTA note. You did a story this week. They're trying to make it easier for riders to plan for bus route detours. What are they doing?
This was one of those why haven't they done it already kind of things. But if your bus was detoured for an event or police activity, SEPTA's website would describe the detour with words, like a left turn on this street, then a right turn on that one if you looked at the website. But as one SEPTA manager told us, not everyone has a map of Philadelphia inside their head. So SEPTA now is showing those detours visually with a map. It's still in the testing phase, so the maps are only on SEPTA.org, the website. They're not yet available on the SEPTA app or any third-party apps.
Let's switch gears a bit. You also did a story this week about an ad campaign the Philadelphia Parking Authority is launching. What's the focus?
The focus is more speed enforcement cameras going up on the streets of Philadelphia. The Parking Authority later this month is starting an ad campaign using two Philadelphia women who have had loved ones killed by speeders. The message is that in February, speed cameras are going up at 15 locations along North and South Broad Street. The PPA points to the effect that speed cameras have had on Roosevelt Boulevard, noting that speeding violations are down 90% in the last 4.5 years since cameras went up there. It's a video campaign on social media, and there will be radio ads and ads on SEPTA buses as well.
And it wouldn't be a transportation segment if I did not ask. Any word on when the Franklin Square Patco station is set to open?
Matt, you'll be happy to know the answer is soon. The DRPA this week said its target to reopen Franklin Square is by the end of the year, but as preparations are finalized, it might shift into early 25. So they're looking at December or maybe January. It's only a couple of months away.
My train did actually stop there the other day. I wonder if they're just practicing.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
Thank you very much, Mike. KYW's Mike DiNardo joining us. And the week in Philly will continue right after this. Stay with us.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.